No jokes. Troy Rank is our Denver 7 insider, presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air, and he has just traveled back from Jacksonville this morning. Welcome home, Troy. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, it's good to be back. It's always great to be back home.
It's always great to be back home, especially after a win. And let's start there, just the victory in general. But it feels like we're seeing kind of the changing of the guard in regards to the running back position. It feels like Javonte Williams is a guy that just needs 20-plus carries a game. It just feels that way to me. Well, what do you think the plan is there going forward?
Well, they've split carries right down the middle, 50-50 the first two games. I don't expect that to continue. Some of that's a little bit of a statistical anomaly. But in the second half of that game yesterday, Javonte had better runs. You know, he's just physical. We've said this. He runs with violent intentions. He has no fear of contact. Melvin Gordon's done some nice things, including the 70-yard touchdown run, but the thing that's different about Javonte Williams than most rookies is they trust him in pass pro. And you watch around the league yesterday, there were a lot of running backs that you cannot trust in pass pro that get your quarterback devoured. And they trust him. And they talked about him. Vic Fangio described him as having the kind of calm that he sees from Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, they like him a lot. We'll see. I do think you're going to see games, Mark, where they ride the hot hand. You're not going to see a 50-50 split. So if one guy isn't getting it done early, the other guy gets hot, then that person's going to ride the game out. But Javonte Williams has been as advertised for 2 weeks.
Well, Cortland Sutton and every move he makes has been studied and micromanaged by all of us. Were you surprised that he went out and was that effective, that dominant yesterday?
I was, because it's hard with Cortland in camp. There were times he was dragging his leg around and still dealing with recovery from his left ACL surgery. And then there were times, even in that game yesterday, where you're like, oh, he's hurt. Is he limping a little bit? Some of it, I wonder. I was telling my oldest son last night, we were talking about the game. It's almost like it's become a little rope-a-dope with him. He kind of struggles back to the huddle a little bit. He doesn't look right. He's a little sore. Next thing you know, he's catching a 55-yarder downfield. So, you know, there are moments I think the knee is still a little cranky. But when it comes to 50-50 balls, he's open when he's covered. And he's so physical. He reminds me in some ways of like a, and he's not that size yet, but of an Anquan Boldin. Boston, he used to play for the Cardinals. Like, he's just a big physical guy. He's more of a possession receiver than a deep threat, but he lulls you to sleep. You think he's just going to go over the middle, catch it, and then next thing you know, he's running past the corner. So that was well deserved for him given the rehab process. They needed him to step up. You guys, I think, had talked about on your show. When you have man coverage and you find a matchup you like, you keep going to it. And Sutton just kept winning man-to-man matchups. And I give Teddy Bridgewater huge praise for staying stubborn, not taking a hint, and getting greedy and going back to it after the first couple didn't work. He didn't settle for the check down. His reputation as a check down Charlie has taken a big hit these last 2 weeks, guys. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater, honestly, I don't know that he could have played any better these first two games.
You know what's really interesting is Bronco fan who's been starved for a decent football team for 5 years, there's still a level, at least on the text line, of doom and gloom. Yeah, but we only beat the Giants. Yeah, but we only beat Jacksonville. We didn't beat Jacksonville by enough, and Teddy Bridgewater's coming back to earth, and oh, woe is me. I mean, it just is, for me, it's almost shocking that people aren't really getting behind this team. What do you say?
I mean, you need to stop listening to the Smiths and go outside, take in some sunshine. I used to tell people about the Rockies. When they're playing well, enjoy it. Why do you have to just assume it's going to be awful? They're playing well right now. And you're saying, well, they just beat the Jaguars. Well, they couldn't beat the Bears and Jaguars at home a couple years ago that ruined their season. I could list 15 bad teams they've lost to over the last 5 years. Yes, their schedule's been easy, but they need not apologize, Mark, for winning two road games by double digits. It's not like they won on last second field goals. Yesterday they won a game, guys, with 10 penalties and allowing a special teams touchdown. There's no way in the last 4 years they win that game when that happens. And that shows you they have more depth And they're so much more functional offensively. They never had margin for error the last 4 years. Now they've defined themselves as ball control offense. They've had, what, three drives of more than 8 minutes? But they also showed some quick strike ability. That drive to start the third quarter, they've scored touchdowns on their first drives of the third quarter, back-to-back weeks. And that drive yesterday, four play, 75 yards. So I would just say, look at the good things. Then they're going to play the Jets. They're terrible. Who cares? You play the schedule in front of you. You go to 3-0, then it gets real with the Ravens, with the Steelers. Then you have, I think it's Bengals, Raiders. You're going to find out soon enough. But wouldn't you rather find out going into those games 3-0 than 1-2? So I just enjoy it, especially offensively, where they're actually functional for the first time since Peyton Manning retired.
Troy, we got about a minute left. What went into the decision to play Bradley Chubb?
Yeah, I mean, you guys have talked about it. You've hit on it. He was good enough to go. He was right at that threshold. He's done everything he could the last 2 weeks to play. He wanted to play, and they felt like he could go. And he looked decent early. I think he ended up playing 19 snaps. I thought he wouldn't play because of, you know, the nature of the opponent. They didn't need him to win. It's a 17-game season, but it's a tough league. It's a man's league, and that culture of everyone's hurt. Are you good enough to go? And he was right, kind of right at that gray area of being able to go. Hindsight 2020. That's why with athletes, and I've learned this coaching kids forever, and it's way different. The stakes are entirely different. But you have to protect the player from himself sometimes. You just watch it, and you treat the symptoms and say, you're not going today. But that is hard in the NFL when there's only 17 games. That's not a lot. You got a guy trying to play for a contract, his future, wanting to get that big deal. There's so many factors at work. Sometimes you just need that external force to say, you know what, it's close, it's just not good enough, we're giving you another week.
All right, Troy, man, we appreciate you, buddy. Glad to have you back home. Have a great day.
You got it, guys. Take care. See you.
Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Insider, presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air. All right, we'll get to more of your reaction. Ton of stuff coming in. And I guess the biggest takeaway from the first 2.5 hours of this show is this. Bronco fan, are you not entertained? Are you not happy with 2-0? Is the fact that it's happened against these two opponents just leading you to not be able to get excited? Your reaction coming up next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.